Here are a couple of articles from the archive of about facts which I used to own. I thought you might enjoy them. German flying saucers. Many claims Germany had developed a flying saucer during World War II abound. The story goes this way. The Nazis were working on flying saucers. I use the plural because I have seen several different types discussed, but never completed one before the end of the war or simply didn't have enough to make any difference. Some even go so far as to say some of the Nazis fled to the North Pole to underground bases and took the few discs that worked. All one has to do is go onto the internet and there are many stories on this subject, each one a little or a lot different than the one before. We all know that the Germans during the war had the most advanced weapons, thanks to the thousands of scientists and engineers that they had assembled. Just looking at those advanced weapons today still astounds us. There were rockets, both guided and unguided, jet planes, rocket planes, and much, much more. So, it is easy to see why some may feel there are things we never learned at the end of the war, things which were just too advanced to share with the general public. The Schriever Habermehl was a disc-shaped aircraft that was supposed to have been developed in the last years of the war. It was essentially a dome with a rotating rim which was very flat. All models were supposed to have been destroyed by the Germans so they wouldn't fall into enemy hands. A different version of the story states the Russians got one, but we found a German scientist who worked on it. His name was Meyer, and brought him to the US. Most people regard the stories of Nazi saucers as a complete myth. Some of the stories get pretty elaborate. I like the one where it is said the Japanese put a saucer together from crated parts which the Germans sent to Japan, by a submarine, after Germany had lost the war. It goes on further to say the Japanese flew the saucer which belched smoke and flames and it so scared them that they had it destroyed. I am sorry, but I can't imagine any weapon which would have scared the Japanese. After the war, certain German groups asserted that Germany was not the only country to construct experimental saucers. It is not clear what countries they were talking about. No one can deny the Germans were years ahead in rocket propulsion. They even had small rockets they could attach to planes to help give them lift. Maybe they were experimenting with a saucer-shaped rocket-powered craft. There are other possibilities regarding the sighting of German UFOs. They may have been something else, which looked like saucers. One person states the Germans constructed a craft which was designated the 57. It looked very much like a saucer, but was concealing jet-powered blades at the bottom. It was really, according to the story, a jet-powered helicopter. This is a possibility since the Germans were known to have been involved in early helicopter development. The problem with this story is the vehicle might have been unstable because of the design. The Germans did have some experimental aircraft that were pancake-shaped but with highly visible propellers attached to them. Some of these stories get truly strange. It is said the Germans, knowing the war was lost, took their saucers along with equipment and supplies, loaded them onto several ships and submarines, and sailed for a huge underground base they had constructed at the North Pole and are living there to this day along with their descendants. If the Germans truly had a flying saucer, then what was the power source? There is a story for this too. It is said that SS Captain Hans Kohler had developed a device. It converted gravitational and magnetic energy into electricity. This must have been the best kept secret in the world. A citation is listed on a few websites across the internet. It is British Intelligence Objectives Subcommittee Final Report number 1043, item number 31, titled The Invention of Hans Kohler. I tried looking it up with no luck. Maybe someone out there can do better. If you find the document which is supposed to be declassified, please let me know by clicking here. Were there German saucers and did some Germans flee with them? It doesn't look like we have too much evidence to support this, but wouldn't it make a great story, the Dripper? Are they human or alien? Have you ever wondered if aliens have landed on Earth? Well, let's take this question a step further. Have you ever wondered if aliens, after having landed on Earth, decided to stay or had no way to leave? You say you think your boss is an alien? Well, maybe, who knows for sure, but a lot of people insist that the Drapa are aliens. The question is, why would anybody think a race of people were descended from aliens? Let's look at the Drapa and find out a little more about them. The Drapa are a people that live between China and Tibet in caves. There are caves which are inhabited by two tribes, the Hans and the Drapa. In physical appearance, it is said the Drapa have an old appearance. They are short, the tallest being about 5 feet in height, with the average being under 4 feet, and their builds are very slight. The other tribe, the Hans, now looks the same. Neither tribe looks Chinese or Tibetan. Now let's get back to the question of why on earth would people think the Drapa are the descendants of aliens. The story goes this way. In 1938, while a survey was being conducted of the caves in the area by archaeologists, they discovered some strange graves. The occupants of these graves left their skeletons behind, as is often the case. The skeletons had very large heads but very thin, frail bodies. No one was sure if the creatures in the graves were even human. The story would have ended here, unsettled, except for the next discovery. It was a large round stone disc, and it was on the cave floor. Even this stone was strange because it had the appearance of a large record, you know, the kind that used to be used on a record player. The stone even had grooves cut into it, like record grooves. The grooves turned out to be extremely small characters written very close together. The weight of the discs is estimated at 1 kilogram or 2 pounds, and the diameter at 28 to 30 centimeters, making them about 1 foot in diameter. You would think everyone would be running to translate this disc, wouldn't you? Well, you would be wrong. The disc lay in storage for over 20 years, with the occasional scientist looking at it. But then it happened. Dr. Sam knew I broke the code, and the information on the disc started to flow. I don't know if this part is true, but it is said he was prevented from publishing the translation. Well, be that as it may, there was another find. It was 1965, and a cache of 716 more discs were found in the caves again. It is said these discs contained a strange story that went like this. There was a spaceship flying over the Earth when something went terribly wrong. The ship crashed into the mountain range known as the Baikal Range. Since the occupants of the ship did not look like the humans that inhabited the region, and were ugly by human standards, they were hunted down after the crash, and many of them were killed. They had no way to repair their ship, and I guess no way to contact anyone else for help. We are talking about a crash that took place around 12,000 years ago. The date is derived by dating the drawings on the caves of the region. The drawings consist of pictures of the heavens, including known stars, that are connected by large dots. Do these stone records contain some other message that we cannot yet decipher? Nothing else has been discovered yet, but Russian scientists have tested the stones, and when they are spun, they hum. Unfortunately, Professor Sam Nui is now deceased. The stone discs seem to have disappeared. Yes, that's right, all 717 of them. Two had been sighted in 1974 by an Australian at Banpa Museum at Zun, where he photographed them, but now they are gone also. In order for us to believe the Drapa are descended from aliens that crashed on this planet, we would have to believe after the crash they lost all their technology over time. It is possible, especially if the ones who were the engineers and scientists were killed, leaving the ordinary Drapa. Just imagine a shipload of people. Only a few know how to sail or repair the ship. Further imagine all the passengers are just ordinary people, or that maybe there are a few hundred people but only one or two is an engineer or scientist. The ship crashes into a reef. The captain and crew are killed, and of 300 passengers only 17 survive, none of whom have any technological skill. They float to a desert island, and they and their descendants remain there for 12,000 years, undiscovered. Finally, an explorer comes across them. What does he find? Technology? Probably not, more likely huts and spears. Some people are using the argument it would be impossible for a race of people to exist which is so small unless alien DNA was controlling their growth. They seem to totally disregard the fact the pygmy exists in Africa. Another thing I find curious is the fact stone records were found when records were very popular. It does seem a little too convenient. Maybe it is time for a study of the Dripper DNA. Could the Dripper be aliens? Well, in any event, I guess anything is possible and there does seem to be some evidence to warrant further investigation. What do you think?